What It Means to Pray in God's Will by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Matthew 21:22. Too many times, well-meaning Christians will read verses like Matthew 21:22 and think it means God is their personal genie, ready to grant their every wish so long as they have enough faith. Obviously, this doesn't work a lot of the time, which means people then default to thinking they didn't have enough faith. The lack of answered prayer was their fault. Prosperity preaching ministers pounce on this, urging people to donate in faith to their ministry or plant a seed for their miracle. They effectively teach that with enough faith, or enough money, or enough perseverance, a person will receive exactly what they ask for. But that's not always the case. It's easy to see how this mindset can spiral out of control. People going through an unwanted divorce might pray and ask God to change their spouse or heal their marriage. If it doesn't happen, that deserted spouse is then led to feel like he or she didn't have enough faith and their spouse didn't change because of their lack. In their minds, the divorce then becomes their fault. Yikes, talk about salt in a wound. Or someone might beseech God for healing for a family member or for themselves, and if the report doesn't come back as desired, they think they failed. Now they have the burden of sickness and a burden of feeling like they're just not a good Christian. There are, unfortunately, many damaging, false prophet-type schemes out there that take advantage of people's misplaced understanding of Scripture. That's why it's crucial that believers understand what these verses are truly saying. For proper context, you must take the Bible as a whole. For example, verses such as 1 John 5:14 help clarify Matthew 21:22 with an important distinction. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. This verse shows us that in order to have what we're asking for, it must first be a part of God's will. That certainly changes things, doesn't it? We must remember that prayer isn't simply a means of asking for things, but rather an opportunity to fellowship with our Father. Can you imagine the type of relationship you'd have with your earthly parent or spouse if the only time you talked to them was to ask them for a gift or a blessing, or request them to take a particular action? It wouldn't be a very close-knit relationship, and it would probably feel very empty and one-sided. The goal of prayer is to talk to God, and for Him to respond through His Word and the Holy Spirit. We submit our desires and supplications, our thanksgiving and praise to God, and He molds our hearts to more definitely reflect His. That's how our wills match up. Consider James 4:3. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Too often we pray with the wrong motive. Can you imagine how badly it would go based on our limited understanding and perspective to be given everything we wanted every time we ask? It'd be a nightmare. God knows best. We do not. Our flesh and pride and sin get in the way and taint even our best efforts or purest attempts. Isaiah 64:6 tells us, "We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. Like autumn leaves, we wither and fall, and our sins sweep us away like the wind." Prayer isn't about begging God to change His mind to come around to our side of thinking. It's about God changing our hearts and minds to come around to His. Then our desires and requests are part of His will. To pray with faith, pray sincerely. Pray from a heart eager to please God. Pray with a surrendered mindset that Father knows best. Pray for God's will to be done and for your desires to match His. Pray without ceasing. Pray fervently. Then watch God work. It might not look like the way you wanted. In fact, it often does not. Because thankfully, God isn't a genie. He's so much more.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.